Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about legislation that would change graduation requirements a little bit in the state of Pennsylvania and give students who might not be very good at standardized testing another option or two. Talk to us about what's going on here.
That's correct. In an effort to ensure Pennsylvania high school students get the most out of their educational experience, the House passed legislation this week that would remove the heavy focus on standardized testing as a requirement to graduate and instead allow students various options to show proficiency in pursuing their own career paths. Senate Bill 1095 would provide Pennsylvania students with additional options to fulfill high school graduation requirements beyond the Keystone exams. Students who do not score proficient on the Keystone exams would be able to demonstrate their readiness to graduate through alternative routes. The bill outlines several common sense options for assessing student performance while also giving teachers more flexibility with classroom instruction time. Some alternatives include a student's successful completion of work-based learning programs, a service learning program, or an offer of full-time employment as evidence of post-secondary readiness. As part of the bill, the Keystone exam graduation requirement would be put on hold until the 2021-2022 school year. The alternative graduation options in Senate Bill 1095 would take effect when the delay expires. This legislation, which now goes back to the Senate, seeks to enhance a multi-bill package to expand career and technical education to benefit both students and employers looking to fill jobs in high-demand fields.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is dealing with humane officers. Obviously, we've had a large push in the last couple of years dealing with people and pets and trying to make sure that everyone is doing the right thing by animals. And now we've got to make sure that our humane officers are trained properly. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, absolutely. To help ensure the state's animal cruelty bills are enforced in the fairest way possible, legislation has been signed into law to strengthen the training and oversight of Humane Society police officers. Act 77 of 2018 will increase the initial and annual training hours required for Humane Society police officers and will be expanded to include the proper procedure to file citations and warrants, including when and how to contact other law enforcement. Other provisions of the new law require specific training in farm operations and biosecurity, including at least one on-site visit to a working commercial farm operation. Any organization that employs Humane Society police officers will also be subject to the state's Right to Know law. Additionally, Humane Society police officers will be required to be a resident of Pennsylvania. And if the appointment of a Humane Society police officer is revoked in one Pennsylvania county, it would be revoked in all counties.
And finally, Representative, we'd like to talk about a couple of events you have coming up in your area. I understand you have a Shredder event and a Senior Expo. Talk to us about when and where and how folks can get a little bit more information.
Sure. Our Shredder event is coming up on Saturday, October 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's taking place in the parking lot outside of our office at the Lower McCungie Township Building on Brookside Road. Again, that's Saturday, October 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a Shredder event. This is a great opportunity to dispose of materials that have personal information or banking history or medical records, anything like that, that you're concerned of and needs to be disposed of properly and safely. This is the time to do it. It's a very popular event, and hopefully you'll be able to join us. The next event is our Senior Expo. It's an annual event that we hold every fall. This year, it's coming up on Thursday, October 25th. It's at the Lower McCungie Community Center, and if you're interested, you can reach our office at 610-965-9933 for all the details. Again, our phone number is 610-965-9933, and you can reach out for any information about our Senior Expo, which is coming up on Thursday, October 25th at the Lower McCungie Community Center.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.